people, purpose, patience. Time to switch it up. If you like me, and we already know that we are connected in a way, no matter where you're listening to this, we are connected. So I can go ahead and confidently say that you are like me. We have to use that attitude that we kind of have right now. Use it to our advantage. And not necessarily say you're in a bad mood. It's a bad attitude. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying whatever you're going through right now is going to continue, because it isn't. That's good and bad. We have to know. But this little trick that I've been using lately, because, you know, I've been sort of on this wavelength of good, bad. The frequency hasn't really stayed consistent. But the one thing that has stayed consistent is my ability to stay confident within myself, stay confident within my ability, and honestly use the moments where I'm pissed, use the moments where I feel lost, nowhere to turn. Why the fuck is this happening to me? Use it to your advantage, honestly. I look at failure. I look at failure as only a failure if you want to be seen while you're doing something, so to speak. If you want to be seen and out there in the open while you're trying to achieve your goal and you stumble, people notice your stumbles and you're affected by it. The only place where failure comes into play is when you know someone is watching you and they see you fail and they comment on it, say something about it. Oh, you're not going to make this. You're not going to do that. You're not going to achieve this. That's failure. But success is knowing how to overcome your failures, knowing how to overcome your shortcomings. You'll be successful if you don't pay attention to everything that's on the outside. You'll be successful at knowing how to block certain things out, having that uncanny ability to simply not give a fuck. You'll be successful because you look at everything that you'll learn as a new ability gained. Everything that you'll learn, even from your losses, you'll learn. You just know not to do it again if you deem it as, if you think it's a setback, you'll know not to do it again. You'll know not to go down that road again. That's the only way that you'll see it as a failure, the only way that it will be a failure if you pay attention to your surroundings and pay attention to those that say you can't, or that voice in your head that says you won't. You need to block out that voice. You need to change that voice. Make that voice into a positive one. And use it to your advantage. Like I said, use that attitude. It's time to cut off the people that doubt us. It's time to cut off the people that question our moves. If it's a loved one, if it's a close loved one, somebody that you can't live without, explain to them why you're doing what you're doing. If they really love you, they'll understand. If they really love you, they're already in your corner and already there to support. When you fall, they're right there, pushing you right back towards that goal, or pushing you right back towards whatever it is that you're struggling through. They're going to push you through it. You're not going to feel, you're not going to be dampened, and you're not going to be hindered in any way by any inability if you have the proper people behind you. It's time to get rid of a lot of things. And even if that's shortening that circle, so to speak, and looking at the people that you have around you And if they benefit you, then they're there. They're there for you through whatever it is that you go through, and you have no doubt in your life that that person will be there if you do or if you don't. Because a lot of the times failure is what others think about us. If you didn't understand that before. Oh shit, I almost fell in a hole. That would have been bad. But anyway, luckily nobody saw that. But failure is only what others think about us. Because as a lot of people say, that's a part of success. But that's not the highlighted part, you know? That's not the part that gets us commended. That's not the part that gets us promoted. Nah, failure is a part of it. Failure has to be there. Doubt has to be there. It has to. But what do you do with it? That's what matters. A lot of people call it grind. So if you look at it like that, oh shit, you know, if I'm working towards something, I know I have to chip away at certain things. Certain things are going to happen. This is going to be a very short episode. I'm getting directly to the point. You have to have that attitude, and you have to use it to your advantage. You got to say, fuck what you think. I'm on this. I got this. I know hard times are coming. I know this won't be easy. I know this won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tell myself that all the time. All the time. Do I want to get up and go to work 10, 11 hours a day? No. I do it because I know what I'm working for. I do it because I know it'll only benefit me. I know. It'll only benefit me because I'm looking at life as, okay, if you want something, you have to work for it. I know I'm not going to work every day. I know I'm going to have some off days, but I know if I want things, if I want to take my family beyond, I'm going to have to go. And that's not necessarily saying that I'm in the lead, as I've stated back, you know, a few podcasts ago. I'm not in the lead. Because I thought I was. I thought I had to lead. So with me being in that old mentality that I thought I had to lead, I thought it was just me. And. But no, it's not. Now I'm kicking down the door with six other people. It's not just me. When I come, it's all of us, all seven of us, my wife and my children. All seven of us are coming in. We make a lot more noise when it's all of us. That's my mentality now. So even if you don't have, you know, a significant other or children, or if you do, you have to look at yourself as, okay, we're coming, not just me. To make you go a hell of a lot harder when you know you have to hold your weight, so to speak, because you're not carrying it all. It makes that load a hell of a lot easier. When you know, okay, I know what they're bringing, so I know what I have to bring. Like I said, it makes it a hell of a lot easier now that I've made that shift in my mindset to thinking that it was all on me, making that load a hell of a lot heavier. But when I realized that all seven of us are carrying, and then I got friends, and I got family that I know I can count on, that makes it a hell of a lot easier as well. When you stop looking at things as singular. Hey, now. When you stop looking at things as singular and start looking at who you have. Even if it's one other person, you have somebody. Even if you're listening to this right now and you feel that you have nobody, you got me. Reach out. Let's talk about the load that you're carrying. I'll tell you the load that I'm carrying, and we're going to pick these bitches up together, no matter where you are. Because I was looking at the analytics of this podcast, and darn it, I'm in Africa, I'm in China, I'm in Europe. Places I will probably never be physically. But if you're hearing my voice and you're in these places, thank you. Thank you. We're doing this together. No longer by ourselves. You have an ally. And like I said, this is going to be a very short podcast, but it's going to be directly to the point. Directly. Use that attitude. Patience is the podcast.